You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome to the Music Interval Theory Podcast. My name is still Frank, and I'm glad you've made it to today's episode. If you're a long-term listener, you know that I appreciate you and your efforts to become the best composer you can be. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome. We're all about practical composition techniques and getting to actual results. That's also partly the reason why those 600 pages books about composition, harmony, and orchestration simply didn't work for me. Usually, it's just a very specific thing that is holding you back from either being more creative or more efficient. Anyway, I understand that every resource has its value as long as it's applied. With that in mind, let's do something practical today. I want to discuss one of the subjects that has become very popular on our YouTube channel, the seven modes. And this is also a great moment to mention that I link to the video version of this episode in the show notes. So if you want to catch up with the actual music notation of what we're about to explore, click on the link below and it's all in front of you immediately. A mode is a specific arrangement of musical notes that creates a unique emotional atmosphere. To demonstrate this, I've taken a simple motif and applied it to each of the seven church modes. Before we get into the actual notes, let me quickly explain why I picked the following order of the church modes: Lydian, Ionian, Mixolydian, Dorian, Aeolian, Phrygian, and Locrian. I started with the Lydian because it's the brightest mode. From here, I changed one scale note at a time to move to the neighboring mode. This gives a set of major modes first, and then we move into the minor ones. There are two ways to move through the modes. We can either stick to the same tones and change the root, or we use the same root throughout the modes and change the tones. Before I totally confuse you, let's listen to an example. And we'll start with sticking to the same tones. Just for fun, I started with the Lydian on the B flat root, so all the following lines show the B flat as the only accidental, no matter what mode we run into. For my own amusement, I varied the arrangement and density of the sketch here and there, but the motif always remains the same. Now let's focus on the emotion and how it changes with each line.
Thank you.
32 bars of music, all based on the same 4-bar motif. That's really great. And now we know how this motif works in an uplifting setting or even in a funeral scene. So if you're feeling stuck with one of your musical ideas, put it through the 7 modes. It's a fantastic way to use the diatonic system to gather musical material. Let's look at the second way, and this indeed will challenge your sight reading skills, at least mine, as we'll introduce more and more accidentals in each line. Well, that's the consequence of sticking to the same root. But the emotional change becomes even clearer this way. As in the first example, the last line shows the Ionian, which significantly contrasts the Locrian if you compare both next to each other. Love that! Again, the church modes are a fantastic source of inspiration. I highly recommend that you explore the emotions of the modes and use them in your work. If you need support, I can help. And you can actually help make music education available to everybody. Please support us on Patreon and get extra insights into interval theory. Keep creating wonderful music. Many thanks and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.